Could I ever be a goddess? I brush my hair and arrange it across my shoulders, as I've seen in daring posters for operas in which consumptive women die for love while looking achingly beautiful. If I squint and part my lips just so, I could be mistaken for alluring, perhaps. My reflection wants something. Gingerly, I push down the shoulder straps of my chemise, baring flesh. I shake my hair slightly so that it goes a bit wild, as if I were a wood nymph, something untamed. "Excuse me," I say to my reflection. "I don't believe we've met. I am..." Pale, that's what I am. I pinch roses in my cheeks and start over, adopting a low snarl of a voice.
"Who is it that roams my wood so freely? Speak your name, speak!"
Behind me, there is the clearing of a throat, followed by a whisper.
"It is I, Kartik."
A tiny yelp escapes from my throat. I jump up from my dressing table and immediately trip on the edge of it, falling on the rug and bringing the chair down with me. Kartik steps from behind my dressing screen, his palms up in front of his chest.
"Please, don't scream."
"How dare you?" I gasp, running for my cupboard and the robe that hangs there. "Oh, God, where is it?" Kartik stares at the floor.
It wasn't my intention, I assure you. I was there, but I dozed off, and then... Are you presentable?
I found the robe, but my fingers cannot possibly work in such a state. The robe is buttoned all wrong. It hangs at an odd angle. I cross my arms to minimize the damage. "Perhaps you do not know, but it is unforgivable to hide in a lady's room, and not to announce yourself whilst she is dressing," I fume. "Unforgivable!"
"I am sorry,"
he says, looking sheepish. "Unforgivable," I repeat.
"Should I go and come back?"
"As you are already here, you may as well stay." Truthfully, I am glad to have company after my unfortunate encounter earlier. What is it that is so urgent it requires you to scale a wall and hide behind my dressing screen?
"Did you enter the realms?"
he asks. I nod. "Yes, but nothing seemed amiss. It was as beautiful as before." I stop, thinking of Pippa. Beautiful Pippa, whom Kartik once gazed upon with such awe. I think of her warning about the Rakshana.
"What is it?"
"Nothing. We have asked someone there to help us. A guide of sorts." Kartik shakes his head.
"That is not wise. I told you, nothing and no one that comes from within the realms can be trusted just now."
"This is someone we can trust."
"How do you know?"
"It's Pippa," I say quietly. Kartik's eyes widen.
"Miss Cross? But I thought..."
"Yes, so did I. But I saw her last night. She doesn't know about the temple, but she's going to help us find it." Kartik stares at me.
"But if she doesn't cross over, she'll become corrupted."
"She says that isn't the case."
"You cannot trust her. She could already be corrupted."
"There's nothing strange about her at all," I protest. She's just as beautiful as before, I was about to say.
"She's just as what?"
"She is the same, Pippa," I answer quietly. "And she knows more about the realms than we do at this point. She can help us. It's more than you've given me to go on." If I've injured Kartik's pride, he doesn't let on. He paces, passing so near that I can smell him, a mixture of smoke, cinnamon, the wind, the forbidden. I clutch my robe tightly about me.
"All right,"
he says, rubbing his chin.
"Proceed carefully. But I don't like this. The Rakshana expressly warned."
"The Rakshana have not been there, so how can they possibly know what is to be trusted?" Pippa's warning seems suddenly very good to me. "I know nothing about your brotherhood. Why should I trust them? Why should I trust you? Honestly, you sneak into my room and hide behind my dressing screen. You follow me about. You're constantly barking orders at me. Close your mind. No, dreadfully sorry. Open your mind. Help us find the temple. Bind the magic."
"I've told you what I know,"
he says. "You don't know very much, do you?" I snap.
"I know my brother was Rakshana. I know that he died trying to protect your mother and that she died trying to protect you."
There it is. The ugly sorrow that joins us. I feel as if the breath has been knocked from me. "Don't," I warn.
Don't what?
Don't change the subject. I think I shall give the orders for a while. You want me to find the temple. I want something from you.
Are you blackmailing me?
He asks. You can call it what you like, but I won't tell you anything further until you answer my questions. I sit on Anne's bed. He sits on mine, opposite me. Here we are, a couple of dogs ready to bite if provoked.
Ask,
he says. I'll ask when I'm ready, I say.
Very well, don't ask.
He stands to leave. Tell me about the Rakshana, I blurt out. Kartik sighs and looks up to the ceiling.
The Brotherhood of the Rakshana has existed for as long as the Order. They rose in the east, but were joined by others along the way. Charlemagne was Rakshana, as were many of the Knights Templar. They were the guardians of the realms and its borders, sworn to protect the Order. Their emblem is the sword and the skull.
He says this in a rush, like a history lesson recited for the benefit of a teacher. That was serviceable, I say, irritated. He holds up a finger.
But informative.
I ignore his jibe.